You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus are meeting in Los Angeles this week, and they have their sights set on one thing: Latinx representation in Hollywood. Now, the House members are gathering with studio executives, actors, producers, and others who work in the film and TV industry. And the dialogue comes as surveys show the number of Hispanic people in front of or behind the camera or microphone at levels much lower than the general Hispanic population. Congressman Joaquin Castro is a Democrat from San Antonio, Texas. He's one of the members leading this delegation over the next couple of days. Congressman, welcome to you.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Back in August, USC and some other groups put out a study showing that that Latinx representation, both on screen and behind the camera at all levels, is much lower, as I mentioned, than the percentage of the general population. What was that the spark that ignited your interest in this issue?
Well, it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and it's been a conversation within the Latino community for a long time. The fact that Hollywood is such an industry that underrepresents Latinos in just about every way you can imagine, in terms of diversity in front of the camera, behind the camera. Latinos are about 18% of the population and only about 3% of the people in front of and behind the camera. And what's really, I guess, mind-blowing about that is that Latinos make up about 25% of the ticket sales for films, for example. So they're overrepresented when it comes to consumers. And, you know, and so those two things don't match. And you know, in a lot of ways, and I say this even though I'm a proud Democrat, in a lot of ways, Hollywood and Congress have a lot in common. In Congress, you have every member of Congress that's very individually busy. People's days are 11 or 12 hours long. But the Congress as a whole is not very productive. In Hollywood, what's mystifying is that there's an irony there, too. Hollywood is very liberal individually. A lot of some of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party are in Hollywood, just very liberal folks. But Hollywood as a whole, as a system, is not very progressive at all.
When you go to those studio executives and you're talking to them about this issue, what do you tell them that you're most concerned about? I mean, is it just the lack of numbers in the industry, or is it the depiction of characters? Is there a specific something that you want to bring up?
Yeah, you've hit on both of those two. The two main things. Yes, it's the people in front of the camera and behind the camera and what they're doing to advance opportunity for Latinos in those roles, whether it's actor or actress, producer, director, screenwriter, and so forth, executives at the studios, but also the issue of portrayal. And we met with the MPAA, who's actually been very helpful in setting up these meetings over the last month or so. We met with them about maybe 3 months ago now, and I also tweeted this, and it's something that I believe, unfortunately, that the portrayal of Latinos that comes out of Hollywood in many ways is as damaging as the portrayal of Latinos that you see coming out of Fox News at night. For example, that Annenberg study said that of the Latino characters, 28% were portraying criminals. And so there was an interview in the early 1970s, that the famous actor Marlon Brando gave, I believe, on the Dick Cavett Show. And back then, he was talking about the psychological damage to Native American children of always seeing themselves portrayed as the bad guys in the cowboys and Indians, the Westerns of the time and before that. And you think about the effect on a community that's growing up and always seeing themselves misrepresented and misportrayed, or being the gangster, being the criminal. You know, and that's true not just of the Latino community. The same could be said in many ways about African Americans, about the Muslim community, and other communities as well. So I'm looking forward to having the conversation of portrayal also.
You're going to have these conversations, and I wonder, I mean, do you incentivize them to do something? Is there, or do you cater to, you know, their better parts of their nature? What is it that you tell them that says, hey, look, you know, this is something that's really important?
Well, I mean, I think there's different, I guess, arguments or points to be made. Los Angeles itself is about 40% Latino, and yet you have woeful underrepresentation of Latinos in the industry. So it's not like you're in the middle of Idaho somewhere, you know, so we want to get into those issues. But also, we're meeting with some other groups that have been great advocates for the Latino community in Hollywood and out of Washington, but on this issue of media and entertainment. And we also want to be helpful to them in helping to empower them to do an even greater job of pushing for Latinos in the television and film industry.
Who pays for a trip like this, by the way? This is Congress, right? I mean, are you on official business, or is this something, are you personally just invested in this?
No, this is official business. It's members of Congress coming to meet with the industry because this is important to the people that we represent. There are 38 members in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. There are about 8 or 9 of us that will be part of this delegation. We represent districts, most but not all, that are majority Latino and are deeply affected by how Hollywood portrays this community and the misportrayals and the misunderstandings that are generated because of that misrepresentation. And I'll give you one fact from a few years ago, and I was stunned to come across it, but probably about 3 or 4 years ago now, there was a survey that was asked of Americans. And in that survey, 49% of Americans believed that all Latinos were immigrants. So there is this clear misperception about who this community is. And there's this idea that among a lot of Americans, that all Latinos just arrived to the United States. And never mind that people have been in Texas for hundreds of years, for example, even before the time that Texas was part of the United States. And so there is a certain erasure and a certain deep misunderstanding that affects how the Latino community is viewed by the larger American community. And I think Hollywood has to look at itself in the mirror and own up to that, own up to its role and its responsibility in being accurate and balanced about how it portrays not only this community, but other communities as well.
You said official business for your congressional members. Is there legislation that you offer that you try and write up to alleviate this, to mitigate this problem, you say?
Yeah, I don't think any of us has drawn up any kind of bill yet or piece of legislation. And I would say that in terms of at least the work that we're doing, we're certainly not there yet. And it's not our intention to go over there with a heavy hand necessarily. But we do want to see progress, just like many others do.
Joaquin Castro, Democratic Congressman from Texas. Sir, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, shopping malls are in danger of going extinct, but the companies that own those properties aren't throwing in that Williams-Sonoma towel just yet. You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW.